好，我们很感谢主，昨天在这里有一个充满主同在和祝福的婚礼。今天是父亲节，我想我们请所有在座当爸爸的就站起来，好不好？
Today's Father's Day, and we'd like to ask all fathers to please stand.
感谢主哈，感谢主，请
Praise
坐。
Please be seated.
神家真的很需要我们这些弟兄们好好当爸爸。
In God's house, we need brothers to be good fathers.
昨天我进来的时候，他们发这个婚礼程序单是卷得漂漂亮亮的，上面有个彩带。
Yesterday at the wedding, the wedding ceremony program was rolled in a roll with ribbon.
啊，我说好像毕业证书一样。
Looks like a graduation diploma.
啊，但是其实想想，这是你们的入学许可证，还不是毕业证书哈。
But actually, that is your school admission, not your graduation certificate.
当爸爸当了快30年了，真的很惭愧。我觉得我一生都需要好好的学。
I've been a father for almost 30 years, and I still feel there's so much to learn.
啊，我想我们的天父是一个最好的榜样。
And our heavenly Father is our best role model.
约翰一书第三章第一节，他说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，让我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。”
First John chapter 3 verse 1 says, "How great is the love that the Father has shown us, and we are called His children."
我们怎么能够想象这个宇宙的主宰，这么伟大浩瀚宇宙的创造者，居然称我们是他的儿女啊
？Can we ever imagine that this Master of the universe, the Creator of the universe?Even call us his children.
不仅仅把这个地位赐给了我们。
Not only that, he has given us this position.
让我们得称为神的儿女。
That we are called his children.
啊，他说我们真是他的儿女。换句话说，他把我们带进了这个属灵的实际。
And we are indeed his children because he has brought us into this reality.
那你们怎么没有把经文打出来呢？
Please show the Bible verse.
没有关系，我们继续讲哈。那
okay,
我真的为了在教会里面，神为我们兴起这么多好的父亲、好的母亲，感谢神。
I'm so thankful that God has raised so many good fathers and mothers in God's house.
而且有这么多很好的 ABC.
And so many good ABC kids.
他们在这里虽然在这里很辛苦的学中文，但是他们跟我们一起侍奉神，非常感谢神。
Yes, they're making a good effort to learn Chinese and serve God together with us.
我想我今天的时间很有限，我很简短的复习一下上次讲的。
I'd like to briefly summarize and review my message last time.
因为我上次特别提到，在今天这个时代里面，有一个最严肃的属灵征战，就是发生在家庭里面。
Last time I mentioned that in this generation, the most serious spiritual battle actually happens at home.
最可怕、最严肃的属灵征战，还不是这个世界上国跟国之间的征战。
The most severe spiritual battle is not wars between countries.
毕竟那是少数的国家有征战。
Because only minority of nations have conflicts.
也不见得是发生在你公司里面的 politics 哈、啊，那种内斗。
And actually, it's not about the politics at your workplace.
一个最严重、最普遍而且最可怕的征战，其实是发生在家庭里面。
The most common, severe, and dreadful spiritual battle is actually happening at your homes.
就是在神最完美、最好的设计里面，神要叫人在这里得祝福的地方，但是却常常充满了痛苦。
It's actually the place where God has this beautiful design for men to enjoy, but sadly.That is also the place of most suffering.
是我们这一生要花最多时间，而且是最亲密的关系中带来的伤害、带来的搅扰、带来的消耗，常常都是任何其他事情不能相比的。
In this place, we're supposed to spend the most of our times there, but yet it causes the pain and suffering that is nothing.That nothing can compare to.
所以两个礼拜以前，我试着在这里集中讲一个信息。
So 2 weeks ago, I tried to focus on this one message.
就是婚姻的设立其实是为着神的荣耀的。
That the design of marriage is actually for God's glory.
因为他是婚姻的设计者 ，the original designer.
Because God is the original designer of marriage.
而且他是真正的这个 builder 哈，他来建立这个家庭。
And he's also the builder of families.
所以我们知道，你买任何的东西，你如果不 follow owner's manual 的话。 你不 follow 这个设计者给你的这个手册，你不会好好的用它的。
Actually, when you purchase something, if you do not follow the owner's manual, then you cannot make good use of the material.
那 我想我也曾经举过很简单的例子，你一个手电筒要能够发光，它都有讲究的，这么简单的东西。
I have given an example, even for a flashlight to work,you have to follow the design.
那第一个，你的电池必须放对位置，正极、负极不能反过来的。
First of all, you have to place the batteries in the right directions.
啊，你不能说我只要有电池就好了，管它是正是负的。
You can't say that as long as we have batteries, it doesn't matter how you put in.
啊，那圣经上放的就是这个次序哈，男人是妻子的头，妻子顺服丈夫，那这是圣经的次序。
Just like Bible has placed this order that man is woman's head and women has to, wives have to submit to husband. That is the order.
不光这个次序是要对的。
Not only that order has to be right.
电池本身必须要有电。
And the battery has to have electricity.
换句话说，一个家里面一定要有基督的生命，要有基督的爱 ，agape 在里面，才可能建立起合神心意的家庭。
In other words, in order to build a godly family, this family has to have.Love from God, agape love.
所以不光我们需要重生得救啊，得到这个 agape 在我们里面。
Not only that, we have to be born again to have this agape within us.
而且我们需要常常 recharge, 对不对
？And we also need to be recharged.
啊，我们会软弱，我们会失败，我们会觉得耗尽了。我们需要常常到主的面前，让这个爱得以更新，得以成长。
Because we will grow weary and tired and exhausted this love, so we have to come back to the Lord to recharge and renew this love.
所以我们需要回到圣经里面来。
So we have to go back to the Bible.
哦，神不光是这个 original 最初的设计者的 designer.
So God not only is the original designer of marriage.
他是任何一个家庭里面的 key member, 最重要的一份子。
And he is also the most important member in any family.
不然我们为什么说基督是我家之主呢？
Why would we say that Jesus is the Lord of our family?
我们为什么要在家庭中尊主为大呢？因为他是这个家中的 key person, central person.
Why would we want to honor him as the first place in our family because he is the key member of the family.
所以任何一个家庭离开了神，这个家庭不可能在主的面前被祝福的。
Any family departing from God will not be blessed by God.
当我们爱神跟神的关系对的时候，这是整个家庭能够蒙祝福的关键因素。
The key element for a family to be blessed is that we love God and have the right relationship with Him.
所以我们回到圣经以后，我们就发现神设立婚姻。
When we go back to the Bible, we see that God ordained marriage.
甚至连我们这个人被神创造。
Even that we are created by Him.
都不是为了让我们这个人快乐幸福去追求人生的享受的。
It's not for us to enjoy and pursue happiness.
神设立婚姻是为了他的荣耀。
God designed marriage for His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，婚姻的目的不是为了自己的幸福和快乐，是为着神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, let me repeat. The purpose of this of marriage is not for our own happiness, but God's glory.
当我们否定这件事情，不肯接受这件事情的时候
，When we reject this truth,
不管你用怎样的方法，你人生、你的婚姻是绝对不可能幸福的。
No matter how hard you try any methods, you will not have true joy and happiness.
因为他是这个 designer.
Because he is the designer.
所以，如果婚姻不是为了神荣耀，我们就不可能有快乐幸福。
If our marriage is not for God's glory, we will not have true happiness.
追求快乐幸福不是婚姻的目的，而是婚姻该有的结果。
Pursuing happiness is not the goal of marriage, but a natural result.
大家不要反果为因啊，不要把这两个倒过来。
So we should not reverse.
就像你把电池倒过来，它不会 work 的。
So we should not reverse the order, like you cannot reverse the battery. It was not going to work.
任何的婚姻，任何的家庭，必须是为着神的荣耀。
Any marriage, any family has to be for God's glory.
然后你就发现，这个不光是神设计婚姻的目的。
And then you will realize this is not only God's purpose for marriage.
这也几乎是所有不快乐的婚姻的解释啊，它的原因。
That is also the reason for any.Unhappiness in the marriage.
因为事实上证明，现在有太多破裂的婚姻了。
The truth is that there are so many broken families.
因为我们希望在婚姻里面得到快乐，得到幸福，得到享受。
Because we desire to receive happiness and satisfaction in marriage.
所以我们就把这个需要，把这个要求，就放在我们对方的身上。
Therefore, we project this request and needs upon our spouse.
当我们不能从对方身上得到的时候，我们就充满了失望。 到最后充满了埋怨，甚至充满了愤怒。
When we fail to receive that from our spouse, we're full of complaints and full of frustrations and disappointments.
然后我们常常会觉得我瞎了眼才娶了你，才嫁给你。
Then we come to the conclusion, I was blind to marry you.
然后弟兄姊妹，真的，我跟你说，真的是瞎了眼哈。
I have to tell you, you're right. You were blind.
因为你只看到对方优点，你没有想到人的本性都是需要耶稣的。
Because when you got married, you only saw the good parts, but you didn't remember that everyone needs Jesus.
我昨天已经说过了，在恋爱期间，我们美化对方所有的缺点。这个就是在这里只看到他的优点。
As I shared yesterday at the wedding, that when we were dating, we only see the good points of each other.
觉得他什么都好，就是独居不好。
We felt that everything about the person is so good. The only thing bad is that we are alone.
所以想赶快成为他的配偶来帮助他。
Therefore, we want to be each other's spouses to help each other.
弟兄姊妹，神借着婚姻来表达他跟我们之间那个绝对完全的爱。
Actually, God wants to through marriage represent a man of and explain to us.The perfect relationship between God and man.
然后神借着婚姻
and through marriage,
来这里改变我们的生命，叫我们真正的像耶稣跟他的圣洁生命有份。
That God can transform our lives so that we can partake His divine nature.
没有经过这个过程，我们不可能真正享受婚姻里面最美最甜的部分。
Without going through this transformation process, we cannot come to real enjoyment.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们已经讲过了，如果我们要在基督以外去寻找那个真正最能够满足我们内心的
Actually, I've shared with you, if we want to pursue the real and deep satisfaction apart from Jesus,
我们不可能找得到的。
It's impossible to find it.
甚至连婚姻 是你当初挑的千万人中挑的最爱的那个，你都不可能从他身上得到最深最深人里面的需要。
Even if you choose the one that you love so deep when you get married, you can still not get satisfaction from this person.
因为那个部分是只有神可以满足的。
Because that deep longing for satisfaction can only be met by God.
在我们生命里面最深的需要和满足必须从神而来。
In our life, the deepest need for satisfaction can only be met by God.
Now,我上次说不是从配偶来，结果有人问我说，那我可不可以在配偶以外去找满足
？Last time when I shared that this deep satisfaction cannot be met by your spouse, so someone asked, so can I find from someone else other than my spouse?
这个你比我儿子把柜子体会成 cabinet 还要糟糕哈。
So actually, this is even worse. Misunderstanding than what Aaron did.
我的意思是说，连最亲密的伴侣，你都不可能得到的，不要说外面的。
What I really meant is that even your most intimate companion, your spouse, cannot satisfy you. Then forget about finding it outside of marriage.
神也不容许我们这么做。
And God will forbid us from looking for.
所以今天我们需要往下走了啊。
So today we need to move on.
我们很快的来看一下创世纪第二章，回到伊甸园。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden.
我们再读一次十八节到二十五节。
Let's read verses 18 to 25 again.
我那边 rehearsal 的时候把我的眼镜搞掉了，这个是 Costco 的。
So I lost my reading glass during the wedding rehearsal. This pair comes from Costco.
几块钱一个，万一我念错，你们帮我哈。
So please.
十八节到二十五节。
Verses 18 to 25.
耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造成野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切的牲畜和空中飞鸟野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人。 那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。啊，我们从台湾来的叫肋骨，我昨天听到谁讲肋骨，好，难怪很累。在这一段的圣经里面，我们至少看到五件事情，我很快的提一下，在我的纲要上没有。
In this scripture passage, actually, there are five points I want to point out.
但是我等一下要回到中间最重要的一环。
And then I'll go back to the most important part.
第一个，在这里我们知道神对婚姻的意念是正面的。
First of all, we can see that God's will for marriage is actually very positive.
在神所有的创造里面都说好，只有造了男人以后，神说那人独居不好。
Seeing all the creations of God, God says it was good, except man was alone, and that was not good.
神造了女人以后，神就看一切所造的甚好。
Then after God created women, and he saw everything was very good.
从不好到甚好，就因为女人的出现。
Because of this appearance of woman, everything turned from good to very good.
所以姊妹们常常夸口说，造亚当，神造了有缺欠，所以把所有的缺欠全部除掉，造了一个女人。
So actually, some women will say that when God created Adam, there were some shortcomings. Therefore, God made a woman without any of the shortcomings.
所以所有男人身上的缺点在女人身上都找不到。Is that true?
Is that true that in women you cannot find any of the shortcomings of men?
你知道亚当都不这样认为的哈。
Even Adam would not say so.
我跟你们介绍的那一本书，这个Jimmy Evans， 他说他跟他妻子吵架的那几年。
The book I introduced you to read by Jimmy Evans.
他说他得到的结论就是女人绝对不是男人造，绝对不是神造的。他说因为神一定比这个 smarter， 应该比这个聪明一点。
And the author says after being married for many years, he came to a conclusion that women cannot be created by God because God has to be smarter than this.
但是不管怎么样，我们知道神对婚姻的意念是绝对是正面的。
But from this passage, we know that God's will for marriage is positive.
造一个配偶帮助他，不是绑住他。
Because God wants to create a helper, a mate to help him, not to bind him.
这个帮助是 azir， 是像神那样子的帮助，那样子的高贵，那样子的重要。
And this word, a helper, is azir. It's a very noble helper, just like.God helps men.
所以夫妻彼此之间都要成为对方的祝福，这是神对婚姻的命定。
So in the marriage, God ordained that both husband and wife shall be blessings to each other.
第二件事情，我们要看见在婚姻、在配偶的事情上，神有绝对的主权。
And a second thing is that we can see God has absolute sovereignty in choosing our spouse.
是神把夏娃带到亚当的面前。
Because God brought Eve.To Adam.
那你会说，现在在二十一世纪了，哪里还有这种事情
？But then you might say, we are living in this 21st century. Can this still be happening?
从前还有父母媒妁之言，现在都是自己找的。
In the old times, there used to be arranged marriage by parents, but now people just look for their own spouse.
弟兄姊妹，那是从我们人的角度来看。
This is from man's perspective.
你从神的永能和神性无所不知、无所不能来看。
But from God's omnipotent and omniscient, and from His point of view,
任何的婚姻，就算是你自己拣选的，甚至没有信主之前就拣选的。
Any marriage, even if you got married before you were Christians,
背后仍然有神主宰的权柄在。
There's still God's sovereignty behind all marriage.
因为神在创立世界以前就已经在基督里拣选了我们。
Because God has already chosen us before the foundation of the world.
所以在时间的里面，我们得救了，遇见了耶稣，我们得救了。但是在创世以前，他就拣选了。
Yes, in the frame of time that we met Jesus and we were saved, but yet we were chosen before the foundation of the world.
同样的，我们的另外一半是神为我们预备的。
And also, our spouse was prepared for us by God.
在时间里面，他出现了。
And in the frame of time, he or she appeared.
跟我们成为夫妻。
And we became a couple.
所以背后有神绝对的主权。
There has to be a sovereignty of God.
所以我们看到诗篇139篇。
So in Psalm 139.
在那里讲到说，我在地上的日子，连一天都还没有经过，你就已经写在你的册子上。
The psalmist says that my you have You have written my days on your book, even without me living a day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的这一半，在从神的角度来说，是神预备的。
Therefore, from God's perspective, we have to see our spouse as being prepared and provided by God.
等一下我们会回来再看这个点啊。
And then we'll go back to this point later.
第三件事情。
Third point.
神在婚姻的里面，神要得到一个绝对完全的一 oneness.
In the marriage, God wants to obtain a complete.An absolute oneness.
他不是要把两个凑在一起变成一个。
He is not just putting two together.
你今天要把地上任何两个东西摆在一起变成一个，这个天衣无缝的合在一起，那几乎是很难的事情。
In this world, it's very difficult to put two objects together and make it one.
但是如果我们从刚刚神所我们所说的角度来说，神是从一变成二，再从这个二回归为一。
But yet, from the passage we just read, God was actually taking something out of this one to make a two, and then bring them back together to become one again.
One, two, 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 one. 我们一起来讲，好不好
？Let's say together. One, two, 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 one.
啊，我像现在一个水泥球在这边，我打个比方。
For example, if I have a cement ball.
啊，我大锤一打，把它打成只有两半，没有碎片，就是两半。
And then I crack it with a hammer to make it two parts.
你就知道有些地方是凸出来的，有些地方是凹下去的。
Then we can easily imagine the surface being not smooth.
啊，有些地方是凸的很大，有些地方凸的很小。
Some parts may be protruding, some not.
所以只有这两个重新放在一起的时候，它才能够是一个完整的一。
Only if we put these two parts back together, then they become one.
你去拿任何一半来放，都放不起来的。
If you take any other half balls, they will not match.
它永远会有破口，永远会有裂缝的。
They will not match seamlessly. There will always be cracks.
只有这两个在一起才是完整的一。是一个绝对的一。
Only these two can be put together to become one again.
所以神对婚姻的命定就是要两个人做一的见证。
And then God ordained marriage to be a testimony of oneness.
所以绝对不可以去换的。
So you cannot change.
你绝对不能说这个不合，这个不 match 啊！弟兄姊妹，神定的就是这个。
You cannot say this one is no good; it doesn't match.
所以为什么马太福音十九章那里讲到神所配合的人不可以分开
？Therefore, in the book of Matthew, Jesus says, "What God put together, man cannot separate."
哪怕是我们没有信主在一起的时候
，Even if we got married before we are Christians，
一旦我们得救了，我们要认识神的旨意，我们不要让这个婚姻分开来。
Once we are saved, we have to know God's will, and we shall not separate.
这是第三件事情。
So that's the third point.
第四件事情。
Fourth.
婚姻夫妻的关系远超过任何其他的关系，除了跟神。
Except our relationship with God, the relationship between husband and wife is the most important.
所以在这里讲到，人要离开父母，连我们最爱的、生我们、养我们、爱我们的父母都要离开来。
Therefore, it says a man shall leave his father and mother. We should even leave our beloved parents who gave us birth and raised us up.
请大家注意，这里离开不是离弃啊，不是 abandon your parents 啊。
But please know that here it says leave our parent, your parents, not to abandon your parents.
而是在这个 priority 上面的顺序，在情感的依附上面，我们需要。夫妻两个的 priority 是第一的。
But we need to readjust our priority so that the relationship between our spouse becomes the first priority.
但是决定不是要我们不孝顺父母，离弃父母。
But the Bible is not teaching us to abandon our parents or not honor them anymore.
我们反而应该更能够体谅父母亲的不容易，愿意把我们交给另外一半。
But we have to be more understanding and appreciate that our parents are willing to give us to our spouse.Give us to our spouse.
所以很多人一结婚以后都忘记爸爸妈妈，然后很少嘘寒问暖，很少再像从前那样子的关心他们、体贴他们。弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经的教导。
Some people after they got married, they seldom go visit their parents and they don't care about them anymore. That is not the teaching of the Bible, brothers and sisters.
一生为父，一旦为父，终身为父。
Once a father, always a father.
我们永远要孝敬我们的父母。
We always need to honor our parents.
但是我们的 priority, 我们最亲的关系变成是夫妻两个。
But yet, the most intimate relationship for us is the relationship with our spouse.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So a man shall leave his father and mother and united to his wife, and two becomes one flesh.
最后一件事情在这里讲到，当时夫妻二人赤身肉体并不羞耻。
And the last thing is that at that time, Adam and Eve were both naked, and they felt no shame.
这不光是讲到在肉身上面啊。
Not only that physically.
夫妻亲密，所以在 sex 方面，我们不会觉得羞耻，这是神给的。
And then, husband and wife, when they have sex, they are not ashamed because this is ordained and given by God.
但是另外一方面来说。
But yet, on the other hand.
为什么亚当夏娃从原来不需要遮盖变成需要遮盖
？Then why, later on, Adam and Eve needed to cover themselves?
因为罪进来了。
Because sin came in.
而你发现，当罪一进来的时候
，And when sin came into the picture，
它不仅仅让我们跟神之间产生了隔阂，听见神的声音就躲藏了。
Not only that, it separated us from God, that we will hide our face from God.
罪恶进来，让我们跟我们最亲的配偶中间就产生了间隔。
But when sin came in, it also separated us from our most intimate spouse.
所以你就发现那个罪性开始来破坏这个两个人的关系。
And you see that sinful nature came to destroy.
亚当马上就把责任推给夏娃，是你给我造的那个女人叫我吃的。
Immediately, Adam started to blame his wife. The woman that God gave me, she is the one to blame.
你发现这个故事不光发生在伊甸园里面，在今天每个家庭里面都发生。主啊，你给我的配偶居然是这样子的。
We see the same story repeating in every single family. Nowadays, we complain about our spouse.
我们不能够坦诚相待啊，不能够那样子在主的爱里面完全接纳对方。
We cannot face each other with an open heart and a complete acceptance.
所以我们有很多的隐藏，很多的遮蔽，很多的不肯敞开。
We have a lot of reservation. We hide things from each other.
我们的想法，我们的关系，我们各方面，我们不够透明。
In our thoughts, in our relationship, we are not transparent enough.
那这是在伊甸园第二章里面让我们看到的。
And this is what we saw in Genesis chapter 2.
然后整个第二章在讲到婚姻的时候，神都在其中。
And then in chapter 2, when the marriage was discussed, God was in it.
所以我们在读创世纪的时候，不要只从个人的角度看人受造的目的和价值。
So when we read Genesis, let us not try to find the purpose of man's creation from man's perspective.
我们要从家的角度看神造人的目的和价值。
We ought to see it from a family's point of view to see God's creation and His purpose.
因为从一个人的话，大部分都集中在蒙恩上。
Because when we talk about individuals, we focus on our being saved,
salvation. 我们在主的面前得到主的救恩，被主改变，能够像他。
Yes, we receive the salvation and we're being transformed to be like Christ.
但是两个人的时候，他就更多跟使命、跟征战也发生了关系。
But when you talk about two people being together, then we focus more on commissions and battles.
因为到了以弗所书，保罗就告诉我们，他说我是指的基督和教会说的。
Because in the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul tells us that actually this refers to Christ and His church.
夫妻两个人负责很严肃的一个使命，就是为主做见证。
So actually, husband and wife bear a very important commission. It is to testify for the Lord.
基督怎样爱教会，为教会舍己。
How Christ loves the church and gave Himself for the church.
丈夫要照样爱我们自己的妻子啊。
In the same way, husbands ought to love his wife.
同样，教会怎么样子顺服基督。
And how church submits to Christ.
妻子要照样在凡事上顺服自己的丈夫。
And wife should in the same way submit to her husband in everything.
所以你就发现这是一个极大的挑战。
So that is a great challenge.
这是一个很大的使命啊。
And this is a great mission.
但是整个过程神在里面。
But yet in the entire process, God is in it.
所以创世纪第二章不是只有两个人，丈夫跟妻子，亚当跟夏娃，神在其中。
So in Genesis chapter 2, there are not just two characters in the Bible, Adam and Eve, but God is also there.
所以所有的婚姻里面，我们一定要有神在其中。
So in all marriages, God has to be in it.
不管我们在人生 任何一个阶段，神都必须在其中。
In whatever stage of life we are in, God has to be part of it.
我以前很喜欢讲的一个例子，就是英国皇家海军的这个绳子常常被小偷偷走，因为那是非常很好的 quality 的绳子。
I like to give an example before that the ropes used by the British Royal Navy are often being stolen because of good quality.
后来他们 就发明一种方法。
And later on, they had this design.
在整个的绳子的里面，他们最重心的地方掺了一条红线，一条非常好、非常耐用的红线在里面。
So when they make the rope, they would put in a red thread inside the rope.
所以当别人把皇家海军的这个绳子偷去，涂了别的，外面涂了别的颜色，没有用，他只要一切开来，看见那个红心就知道是皇家的。
So when people steal the ropes, then if they cut it, then the cross section, they can tell if this is from the Royal Navy because of that red thread.
不管你从哪一段切下来，你都看到中间有一个红心，这是皇家的。
Doesn't matter which part you cut from the cross section, you can always see the red thread.
那我就希望我们整个的人生，尤其是夫妻婚姻的关系，不管从哪一段切下来，神都在其中。
And I hope that in our lifetime, especially in our marriage, which every part of or the stage of life that we
就算我们非常低落啊，非常低落，非常痛苦的一段，我们也希望神在其中。
Even in our spiritual lows, in our frustrations and suffering, we hope that we will find Christ there.
好，我现在要接下来看。婚姻里面很重要的意义就是回到这个一来。
Now we want to go back to this oneness.
这个一的要求和见证是整个婚姻里面的核心。
And the core of marriage is actually this oneness and the testimony of oneness.
有一个专门做婚姻辅导方面的这方面的这个神重用的一个弟兄，他叫做 Dennis Renning.
Brother Dennis Renning, he is a theologian and also family therapist, Christian family therapist.
他曾经讲过，他说任何的婚姻不是越走越合一，就是越走越孤立啊 ，isolation.
Any marriage, as time progresses, either the two will become more and more unified, or they become more and more isolated.
我在说哈，任何婚姻，我们在做了这么多的家庭，任何的婚姻不是越走越合一，就是越走越孤立 ，isolation 或是 separation.
Let me repeat, any marriage, so that applies to all of our marriages here, that either the two become more and more unified, or they become more and more isolated or separated.
它不会维持现状的，它像滚雪球一样，它是越滚越大的。
Because a marriage will not stay the same, it will just keep going and keep rolling with the snowball effect.
所以任何的婚姻，如果我们现在发现不对劲，不像从前那样子的享受，不像从前那样子的合一，不像我们从前那样子的能够坦然 相待，我们要刹车，要做 damage control.
So any marriage, if we discover that we do not enjoy our marriage as much as before, or we are not as transparent as before, or something is wrong, we ought to stop, halt,
不然这个雪球是越滚越大的，你不是越来越孤立，就是越来越合一。
Otherwise, the effect, the damage will escalate. Either you become more and more unified, or you become more and more separated and isolated.
礼拜五，于师母请我到这个Campus Rainbow 跟以琳团契，他们讲真爱需要等待请我去有一个短讲。
Last Friday, Sister Nancy invited me to join the Campus and Rainbow Elim Fellowship, and then they talk about true love must wait. Can't wait.
特别引用了以赛亚书二十七章第三节。
We especially quote Isaiah chapter 27 verse 3.
那你说到我耶和华是看守葡萄园的。
It says the Lord is the one that watches the vineyard.
他说我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
That the Lord keeps it, and then I water every moment, lest anyone will hurt it.
我们的家园不管是教会家，尤其是夫妻之间的关系。
And our vineyards, either our family or our church, especially the relationship between us and our spouse.
我们需要看守它的。
We need to watch it.
主连耶和华神都要看守他的葡萄园，讲到以色列百姓。
Even the Lord will watch and keep His vineyard, which is Israel.
他做了两件事情。
And two things he did.
第一个是时刻浇灌。
One is that he will water it every moment.
任何的婚姻，任何的家都需要常常浇灌，去栽培它，刻意去经营它的。
Any family, any marriage needs watering, needs nourishment.
不然在这样子一个世代里面，大而可畏的世代里面，它一定枯干的。
Otherwise, it will wither and dry up in this generation.
它一定停止成长的。
It will stop growing.
所以时刻浇灌。
So the Lord waters it every moment.
他花功夫去经营他的。
Because the Lord makes an effort to build it.
所以西洋有一句话说 ,no gardener, no garden.
There's a proverb says, no gardener, no garden.
怎么不翻译了？没有园丁就没有花园。Right?
Yeah.
没有园丁就没有花园。
There's no gardener, no garden.
你不信你回家试试看，弟兄们一定很愿意做这个事的哈。你三个月不要割草，不要管院子，你看看你家院子变成什么样子。
If you don't believe it, you can go home and try it. I'm sure brothers would love to try to experiment. Stop taking care of your garden for 3 months. See how it turns out.
他一定要去经营它。
You have to cultivate it.
Jimmy Evans 他说，有人常常说，为什么邻居的家草比较绿？
Someone says, why is that the grass is always greener on the neighbor's lawn?
这是男人败坏的心，都觉得别家的草比较绿。
That's the sinful nature of men. They always think that the grass is greener on the other side.
他说原因很简单。
It's very easy.
他说第一个，因为你自己不浇水，别人浇水。
It's because you do not water your lawn, but your neighbor does.
那所以你的草比不上别人。
Therefore, your grass is not as green as your neighbor's.
第二个，别人家的草里面的狗屎你看不到。
And second, you do not see the dog poos on your neighbor's lawns.
所以你只看到自己家的人，这个不行，那个不行。
And you only see the shortcomings of your own lawns.
弟兄姊妹，真正的花园是需要去经营它的。
So actually, we need to tend to our gardens.
主都时刻浇灌。
Even the Lord will water it every moment.
然后他昼夜看守。
And then he watches it day and night.
仇敌是从来不停止破坏家庭的啊。
Because the enemy will never stop his destruction work to our families.
我真的提醒在座所有的婚姻、所有的家庭，甚至要成立家庭的人。
I want to remind again and again for all marriages and those who are getting married.
千万不要以为最近这么甜蜜，你就活在天上。
Please do not feel that right now your relationship is very sweet and you're already in heaven.
仇敌的攻击和破坏从来不停止的。
Because the enemy's work and his destruction will never stop.
我看过这么多的书，上举了这么多的例子，作者也一再的提醒，那些最美满的婚姻都是仇敌到现在仍不肯放弃的。
I have read so many books and I read so many testimonies. Those good marriages, the enemy will never give up trying to attack it.
因为所有的家庭他都要破坏。
Because he wants to destroy and attack every family.
就好像你拿一个器皿压到水里面去。
Just like you take a vessel and then put it in the water.
只要这个器皿有任何的破孔，水就一定进去。
But you put an empty jar or vessel in the water. As long as there's a crack, water will get in.
圣经上约翰一书第五章告诉我们，整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
First John chapter 5 says the entire world lies under the hand of the enemy.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thief came to kill, destroy, and to steal.
他一次不行，两次，两次不行，三次。
If he fails once, he will try again twice, and he will try again the third time.
去年我们去参加那个 Pastoral Conference 的时候，那个 Focus on the Family， James Dobson 的一个 cousin 叫做London Junior。
Last year we went to Pastoral Conference and the founder of Focus Family, James Dobson's cousin, what's his name?
London Junior.
London Junior.
他讲他说仇敌非常有耐心的。
He says the enemy is very very patient.
他像一个吼叫的狮子，他像一个毒蛇，他可以隐伏在旁边等着机会。
He is like a roaring lion or like a snake waiting for his opportunities.
他可以等十年，可以等二十年，他甚至可以等四十年。
He can wait for 10 years, 20 years, even 40 years.
然后他出来攻击你。
Then he will come out and attack.
要把你跟你周围所有你能够影响的人一起破坏。
He wants to destroy you and anyone around you that you can influence.
所以主耶稣在这圣经上告诉我们，我耶和华是看守葡萄园的，我不光时刻浇灌， 我昼夜看守。
So the Lord says he is the keeper of the garden. He watches it every moment and he keeps it day and night.
免得有人损害。
Lest anyone will come and hurt.
而雅各书让我们看见，当葡萄开花放香的时候，他说要为我们擒拿小狐狸。
The book Song of Solomon says when the vines are budding, we have to capture the little foxes.
小狐狸很可爱的，其实很可爱的。
Actually, little foxes are very cute.
我们家以前，我小的时候家里面养那个小狐狸狗，圆圆滚滚的，一拍它在地上滚滚滚的哈，很可爱。
In my childhood, our family had a dog resembling like a little fox, and it was so cute.
那但是就在你觉得它很可爱，不会造成大害的时候。
Just when you feel they're so cute and they will not hurt much.
他把正在开花的葡萄树的花给你全部弄掉了。
The little foxes will take away all the flowers that were budding on the vines.
这是成了一棵不可能有结果的一棵树了。
Then the vine becomes fruitless.
造成了一个似乎无可挽回的一个局面跟破坏了。
And the destruction is irreversible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在神的面前要接受这个提醒。
Therefore, we ought to be reminded before the Lord.
要为自己谨守，要为教会谨守。
Be watchful for ourselves and for our church.
要看守自己的家，要看守为教会的家祷告。
Watch our own families and pray for the families at church.
而这里讲到一，我只提到三件事情。
So I mentioned three things about oneness.
第一个是绝对的一。
First, absolute oneness.
说到完全的归属和接纳。
Complete belonging and acceptance.
它不光只是一个 acceptance, 一个接受，它是 receive.
Not only that, it's about acceptance, it's also about receiving.
而不是一个无可奈何的接受，而是像怀抱一样把它整个接进来。
Not only it's not just a passive acceptance, but it's an active embracing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个在神眼中是一个绝对的一。
In God's eyes, the oneness has to be absolute.
我相信车子买错了，买坏了，喜新厌旧了，你可以换一辆车。
Yes, if we buy the wrong car, we can change and get another one.
房子可以换。
And we can exchange our houses too.
工作可以换。
And we can change our jobs.
但是你的腿长得不好看，你不会想把它切掉的。
But if your leg is ugly, you will not amputate it, right?
为什么一只腿长毛，一只腿不长毛，就把它切掉了
？If one of your legs is hairier than the other, would you amputate it?
一只肌肉大一点，一只肌肉小一点，哦，你把它切掉了。
If one leg is bigger than the other, would you cut it off?
不会的，你会想尽办法去恢复它，或是去把俊美给不俊美的肢体去遮藏它。
Of course not. You will try something to make it look better.
那在神的眼中，夫妻是二人是一体。
But yet in God's eyes, husbands and wives, they are one flesh.
它不是西瓜切成两半的。
They are not like.Watermelon being cut into two.
亚当已经说出来了，这是我骨中骨，肉中肉。
Just like Adam says, this is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这是一个绝对不可能分开来的一啊。
So it is an inseparable oneness.
是没有任何理由可以让它分开来。
No justification can separate it.
要完全的接纳。
And we have to completely accept each other.
不是根据他的 performance.
Not according to.His or her performance.
决定不是根据对方表现好不好。
It's not about performance.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要用这个衡量去换伴侣的话，你一辈子换不完。
If you want to evaluate, your spouse is based on performance, and then, you can never find the right one.
对不对？我想我像 Peter 在这里，然后年纪轻轻的，你心脏没有问题，对不对？
Like a little.
应该很健康，对对，就是你这个 Peter。没有问题。
Like Peter, okay,
you're young and then you're 年轻，所以心脏应该还蛮好的。
Your heart should be pretty good, right? No problem.
但是就的客观来说，决定有人心脏比你更好。
But objectively, subjectively speaking, there must be someone whose heart is stronger than your heart,
对不对？你可能跑了五公里、十公里就受不了，有人可以跑一百公里。
Maybe your heart can only enable you to run for like 5 kilometers, but some can run 100.
但是你不会想要去换它。
But you will not say, "I want to change my heart."
这个叫做绝对的一。
So that is absolute oneness.
这是神量给我们的。
This is something God gives us.
这是神所配合的。
This is what God put together.
所以没有任何的理由，为什么我们说无论健康，无论疾病，无论富贵，无论贫穷，无论顺境，无论逆境。
So this is something God has given us. There's no excuse that we can separate. So therefore, that's why we say in poverty, in wealth, in sickness, in health, or in prosperity, or in adversity.
那第二个，它是一个完整的一。
Second, it's a wholesome oneness.
我刚刚已经举过例子了，那一个水泥球，当它被切成两，当它被打成两半的时候。
As the example I gave you, when we crack open this cement ball,
只有另外一半才能够跟它完全的吻合。
Only the other part can completely match seamlessly.
所以当神从亚当的身上拿出肋骨的时候，亚当再也不完整。
So when God took away the rib from Adam, Adam was no longer whole.
他需要跟夏娃加起来，他才 complete， 他才完整。
He needs to be put back together with Eve in order to be whole.
所以在我们男人的生命里面，不管你怎样的卓越，怎样追求长进，我们永远不完全。
So for a man, no matter how excellent you are and how much you improve yourself, you can never become whole.
神借着另外一半过来，来 complete 我们，让我们变得完整。
But God will bring another person to be your spouse to complete you.
所以这个东西是 not replaceable 的，就是神独一仅有的那一个。
And that is non-replaceable, irreplaceable.
好，那第三个。
Thirdly.
在这里讲到是基督里的一。
That oneness is actually in Christ.
那么在这里要讲到我们效法基督，他牺牲舍己的爱。
We ought to imitate Christ, his sacrificial and self-denial love.
我们曾经讲过啊，这种自私和自我中心是婚姻最大的杀手。
Actually, we have talked about being selfish and also self-centeredness is the greatest killers.In marriage,
他是最大的 killer 而且他是最大的 destroyer 他就是来破坏这个一的。
The selfishness and self-centeredness are the biggest killers and the destroyer of this oneness.
但是反过来说，是不是真的
？But yet on the other hand, that is also true.
其实神借着婚姻，也是成为我们这个人的自私、自我中心一个最大的 killer.
God also used marriage.To be the greatest killer to our selfishness and also self-centeredness.
不摆在婚姻里面，我们还不容易看出自己多么的自私。
Without being in a marriage, it's hard for us to see how selfish we are.
不摆在婚姻里面，我们还不容易看见自己有多糟。
Without being in marriage, it's hard for us to see how terrible we are.
我是说，基督徒不应该讲是照妖镜，因为我们不是妖，但是他真的那个味道就是这个样子，他把我们里面的本相给暴露出来。
Even though we should not use monster revealing mirrors, but actually the effect is the same. That it just reveals the monster or beast within us.
因为没有一个人像我们的配偶这么深的走进到我们生活各个层面。
Because no one like our spouse can walk into the deepest part of our life.
连你上厕所他都可以进去，对不对
？He or she will even walk into the bathroom when you're in the bathroom, right?
那你睡觉怎么睡他都看到了。
And then he or she knows exactly how you sleep at night.
我们回到家怎么过生活，他一目了然，清清楚楚。
And our spouse know exactly how we live our lives after work.
没有一个人像他这样子走到我们生活最深各方面的层面里面。
No one like our spouse will walk into the deepest part of almost every aspect of our life.
同样的，我们这个人的个性，我们的本质。是怎样的人，也只有他看得最清楚。
And only our spouse knows exactly about our personality and our natures.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们如果就是这样子无可奈何的这样子的忍受的话，我们太糟蹋了神给我们的婚姻
But if we just passively endure marriage, we actually wasted the marriage that God has given us.
神借着对方光照我们，显明我们，是为了要医治我们，为了要改变我们。
Through our spouse, God wants to God wants to enlighten us and expose us so that we can be transformed.
每一次被光照、被显明的时候都不舒服，对不对
？Every time we are enlightened or exposed, we feel very uncomfortable, right?
所以我就希望今天我们回到圣经，我们来改我们的 mentality, 改我们的 attitude.
So we want to go back to the Bible today to change our attitude and our mindset.
我们中间有没有任何人做先生的很喜欢太太骂你的？请举手。
Is there any husband here that enjoys your wife rebuking you? Please raise your hand.
没有一个，还没有结婚的，你希望将来娶一个太太是很喜欢骂你的
？No one. For the single guys, would you like to marry a woman who likes to rebuke you all the time?
那这些青少年别的不笑，这个时候笑了哈。那 我问太太也一样，你喜不喜欢一个先生一天到晚唠叨你？
Okay, for the wives, do you enjoy your husband nagging you all the time?
连盖恩夫人这么老练，她都不是这样子的态度。
Even Madame Guillaume, she has such spiritual maturity. Even she doesn't like it.
所以没有一个人喜欢。
No one does.
然后我们就常常在这种不喜欢、不愉快。defensive、我们想要去抗辩的里面，我们在这里婚姻关系越来越远，越来越冷淡。
So, in such unpleasant situation where we're defensive about ourselves all the time, then our relationship becomes farther and farther apart.
因为不管对方怎么说我们，我们心里面总会低估，那你也没有好到哪里去。
So whenever our spouse rebuke us, then we will nag in our hearts and murmur, "Well, you're not much better either."
那都是亚当的后裔。
Well, all descendants of Adam.
那 murmur 已经还算好的，有人不是 murmur， 有人是咆哮回去，对不对？
Murmur is even pretty good. Some will just shout back.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前，一定要看见神为什么设立婚姻。
So we have to come back.And to see why God designed marriage.
什么叫做婚姻是为着神的荣耀？
What does it mean that our marriage is for God's glory?
什么叫做为着神的荣耀而活的婚姻，一定会进入真正的喜乐、幸福和享受？
Why is that any God-glorifying marriage will lead men into true happiness?
因为这里来到最核心的东西，神是借着婚姻显明我们、医治我们、改变我们。
Because this is the core. Through marriage, God wants to expose us and transform us and heal us.
他的光线是带着医治的能力。
Because His light has the healing power.
马拉基书第四章说，他的光线带着医治的能力，他照到哪里，他就要医治的。
Malachi chapter 4 says that His light, the ray of light, has healing power. Wherever the light is shining, there is healing.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们是他手中的杰作，在基督耶稣里要来做成，要制作成为荣耀的器皿。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we are the masterpiece of His handiwork, and that we're being transformed and built up.As a glorious vessel.
罗马书八章二十八节，万事都在互相效力，为了要叫爱神人得益处。他要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "All things work together for the good of those who love God and then those who are being called, and we're being transformed to His likeness."
更何况我们回到今年的主题，我们一起来说。
Now we go back to the theme of this year.
Christ is all, and in all, 基督是一切，又在一切之内。
This is the theme of this year. Christ is all and in all.
在不在你丈夫的那个凶恶的脸色，或者妻子不顺服的态度上
？Is Christ in your bad attitude of your husband or disobedience of your wife?
所以我们在主人面前一定要求神改。好像昨天我劝新人的啊。从自我中心开始转过来，舍己，以对方为优先。
So, let us all strive, like what I encouraged the new couple yesterday, that we shall turn from being self-centered into self-denial.
不是为了满足对方而已，这是一个破碎自己的一个必经之路。
It's not just to satisfy our spouse, but this is a necessary process.For self-denial.
这是一个生命真正被改变，不再自私，被神工作过的以后的一个见证，一个具体的结果，就是我们学习不再以自己为中心了。
So that will be the work of God's, the testimony of God's work that we will no longer be self-centered.
我们越来越多被主改变。
The more we are being transformed by God.
到最后，我们不需要为自己说什么。我们里面像耶稣的生命，让对方恋慕我们，受到吸引。
Then, eventually, we do not need to defend ourselves anymore. But this Christ-like nature will draw our spouse to us.
然后他可以靠着良人从旷野上来。
And then the desire of our spouse will be on us, and then he or she will be able to come out of the wilderness by leaning on the beloved.
经过这个大而可畏、很可怕的考验。
Through this wilderness, through this fierce testing.
那今天多少人就是在这两个的转折点被卡住了？
So many people are stuck between this transition.
所以在旷野里面一直绕行，一直绕行，一直绕行。
So they continue to walk in circles in the wilderness.
所以巴不得不光神说好，我们也要对自己说，绕行的日子够了。
Not only that, God would tell us, we should also tell ourselves that you have spent enough time walking in circles.
如果从前这样子吵吵吵吵吵不能解决问题，你还要继续吵吵吵下去吗？
If in the past your arguments did not solve any problems, do you still want to continue arguing?
一直吵到剩下最后一口气了，还在吵吗？
And you will you continue to quarrel until your last breath?
不如我们能够早一点在主的面前转过来。
Or we can turn around before God.
看见神借着对方，其实真的在帮助我们。
To see that God is actually helping us through our spouse.
这个帮助不是在外面帮我们做菜、帮我们赚钱、帮我们照顾孩子、帮我们做这个做那个。
This help does not come from the outward help, helping with the chores, helping with the stuff.
这些帮助的确重要，也需要。
Yes, those helps outward.Very important.
但是对方真正给我们最大的帮助，永远是在生命里面的帮助。
But actually, the greatest help our spouse can give us is always about our inner life.
因为他摸到了我最深的地方，他显明了我最可怕的地方。
Because he or she touches the deepest part of our lives and exposes our nature.
所以我们巴不得我们一起来学，下一次在相处上动到任何不愉快的地方。
I hope that next time.When we have conflict in marriage,
我们把它当作我这个人生命被主改变的机会。
We will treat it as an opportunity for us to grow.
我们把它当作这个家要得到更大祝福的机会。
We will treat it as an opportunity for this family to receive greater blessings.
因为救恩要临到这个家，神要继续拯救这个家。
Because salvation will come to this family, and God will continue to save this family.
每一次的这些不舒服的感觉，都显明了我们的未得之地。
Every conflict will reveal to us the land that we have yet to possess.
神对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地啊。”
God told Joshua, "You are advanced in age, but you are still."So much land to be possessed.
所以我们每一次被摸着
So every time when we are being touched,
我们每一次被搅扰
or we are stirred or irritated,
我们每一次 frustrated 的时候
every time we are frustrated,
我们求神救我们这个人
May the Lord save us.
用神的眼光，用永恒的眼光，用正面的角度来看这件事情
That we will regard this incident with God's view, an eternal view.
让我们不再绕行。
So that we will no longer walk in circles.
更不要倒闭旷野。
And let alone die in the wilderness.
让我们早点能够进到神的应许之地。
That we will enter into the promised land.
能够在主的面前更多的像耶稣。
That will be more and more like Jesus.
我记得于师母有一次讲道的时候。
I remember once Pastor Nancy shared with us.
他说我在证婚的时候曾经引用过别人说的。
That once quoted someone when I was officiating a wedding.
就是苏格拉底说你娶到一个好太太，这是你终身的幸福。
Actually, I quoted a philosopher Socrates. He says, "If you marry a good wife, then you will be happy the rest of your life."
如果你娶到一个恶妻，你会成为一个很好的哲学家。
But if you marry a shrewd, a bad wife, then you will become a good philosopher.
然后他说这个层次太低了。
Pastor Nancy says, actually, this realm is pretty low.
的确是太低，我谁想当哲学家，对不对？
Yes, indeed, it's too low. Who wants to be a philosopher anyways?
但是我们要晓得神借着夫妻在这里做他的杰作。
But actually, through spouse and marriage, God is accomplishing his masterpiece.
在这里塑造伟大高贵的性格和生命。
He is molding a great, noble, holy character.
这个生命就是耶稣基督自己的生命。
And that is the life of Jesus Christ.
前两天刚刚看到，听说美国林肯总统娶的妻子是全美国历代以来得分最低的第一夫人，排行榜最后一名的第一夫人。
A couple of days ago, I read an article that the wife of President Lincoln actually.Was ranked the worst first lady.
但是林肯却被 rate 成为全美国最受敬仰、最受欢迎的总统。
And yet, President Lincoln was ranked the most popular, the best president of the United States.
作者是试着把这两个摆在一起。
And the author tried to put these two together.
在他天天忍受一个这样子的恶气的里面，却塑造出一个这么这个卓越的生命。
Actually, through daily enduring this harsh wife, his noble character is being formed.
别人到白宫去跟他太太推销一个东西，十五分钟后跑来找林肯抱怨，说我没看过这样子的人。
Someone went to White House and trying to sell something to Lincoln's wife. And then after 15 minutes, this person came out and then complained to the president, I've never seen such a woman before.
林肯笑着告诉他说，我15年都过来了，我相信15分钟对你算不了什么。
President Lincoln replied with a smile, I have endured it for 15 years, so I'm sure 15 minutes was nothing.
我相信我们每一个弟兄姊妹家里面都不至于是这个样子。
I'm sure this is not true for any of our family.
但是我更希望我们每一个人，不管你的妻子是怎样
，But no matter what kind of wife you have，
不管你的丈夫是怎样
，No matter what kind of husband you have，
我们服在神主宰的权柄里面，知道这是神所配合的。
Let's submit under God's sovereignty and acknowledge that this is from God.
只有死能够将我们分开来。
And only death will do us apart.
那既然被神摆在一起
，And since we're being put together by God，
一起吵吵闹闹在这里磨来磨去的过一生。
Rather, instead of quarreling and arguing for the rest of your life,
不如我们积极的起来珍惜对方。
How about actively we rise up and cherish one another?
不如我们真正降卑在神的面前，接受神透过对方给我们的光照，在我们身上的工作。
And let us humble ourselves and let us receive the being exposed by our spouse.And then let God work
我们已经浪费了太多的机会了。
We have wasted too many opportunities.
我们已经让太多原本是要祝福我们的机会变成伤害我们的事实。
We have allowed too many opportunities that were intended to bless us and to end up to hurt us.
现在是我们该向神求智慧的心，去赎回所有被蝗虫蚂蚱所吞吃的日子。
Now is the time that we ask God for wisdom and heart so that we can redeem the days that the locusts have wasted.
夫妻带着孩子一起来保守全家的义啊。
Husband and wife, together with your children, to watch and protect the oneness in your families.
仇敌从来不放过的。
The enemy will never let us go.
仇敌永远要破坏基督里的义。
The enemy will always want to destroy the oneness in Christ.
我们天然的生命的倾向，也就是 separation 跟 isolation.
Even our natural nature tends to towards separation and isolation.
只有一个真正被圣灵工作、被十架工作的人。
Only a life being worked by the Holy Spirit and by the cross.
他能够更多的下宝座，让十架掌权在婚姻中。
That we will step down from the throne of our lives and let Holy Spirit reign in our lives.
我请 Aaron 跟敬拜团队来带我们再唱一条歌。我不太会唱，我需要他们帮忙。
We ask the worship team to come up and sing the song again.
完了以后，我们有些祷告哈。
Then we'll have some prayers.
好，一面在唱的时候，如果家庭、夫妻、孩子们愿意坐在一起，更好。
When we sing the song, if families want to sit together, that would be even better.
愿主你在唱至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
When we sing, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
Yeah. Aaron, 你来带。
Can we all stand, please, and sing together? Sing, come and fill.
Come and fill our homes with your presence. You alone are worthy of our reverence. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me.Lord, we vow to the holy
还是请一些弟兄姊妹带领我们，为着整个教会所有的家庭祷告，也为着这个世代家受到仇敌严重的破坏，我们向神呼吁。
We ask some brothers and sisters to lead us to pray for families and also for the families of this generation.
中文、英文都可以。
是的，我们的心谢谢你。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Amen.
就当我们在唱这样的诗歌的时候，巴不得我们从心的深处，我们认同这样的观点。
Amen.
也巴不得当我们离开这里的时候，当我们再一次回到自己家中的时候，我们真实的能够带领我们每一个家，让我们来侍奉，我们来敬拜你。
Amen.
是的，我们为了每一个家，主，我们都交在你的手中。我们更是谢谢你，你把我们放在这个属灵的大家庭中。主要让我们真是不管讲英文，不讲不管讲中文，不管年长的，不管年幼的，我们都一起在这个家中，我们学习来敬拜你，我们学习来侍奉你，我们学习在我们的身上，我们活出你荣耀的旨意。让我们那一天，我们欢欢喜喜、无瑕无疵的站立在你的面前。主，我们也特别为了在我们中间。若是我们第一个在家中信主的，我们向你来呼求。
Amen.
是的，让我们在信心、爱心、爱榜样上，各样都能够成为榜样。
Amen.
让我们的家人可以看出我们的长进来。
Amen.
让我们走在家中的时候，我们能够带领全家归向你。
Amen.
主，我们的心谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
站立，一起来祷告。不知道任何的风暴，我们都可以抵挡。
阿门。
帮助是从你而来，我们的帮助是从创造天地的耶和华而来。
阿门。
我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
主，我们并非不晓得仇敌的诡计，使得他随时伺机在破坏这个世代的婚姻，这个世代的家庭。主，是的，但是我们愿意把我们的主权交给你，主，我们转眼来仰望你。主，是的，你就要在婚姻里面，主啊，显明我们，哦，主啊，一切的败坏，一切哦不属于你的这些个性。主，是的，让我们真是在爱里，主啊，能够像你一样完全，是的，能够跟我们的配偶一同承受生命之恩。在创立世界以前，主，你拣选我们，你拯救我们，主，你要让我们全家一同来侍奉你。主，我们真是要一同来宣告，至于我和我们的家，我们都要来侍奉你。主，愿你祝福这个世代每一个婚姻，每一个家庭。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
人家说，原来男女是有不如说成巧的啊，你要是他们在啊生命里面成为一啊，就是魔鬼插进在这个亚当夏娃的中间， 啊，叫他们至少经过远近明亮，分别是非。我们啊，夫妻不我的生命里，不我的基督一的里面，啊，用眼睛明亮看对方的短处，啊，分别是非我的理由之中，啊，你要亚当夏娃看设修理这个原子。首先修理看设我们这个自己，我们自己修理不好，看设不好，这个原子也看设不好，这个世界也看设不好，这个教会也看设不好，所以是我们重新回到基督你的里面，我的生命的里面啊，不我的分别是非的里面，奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你设立的婚姻。
Thank you for ordaining and designing marriage.
让我们能够跟你的荣耀有份。
That we can partake of your glory.
让我们能够借着家庭在这里彰显见证基督和教会的荣美。
And through family, we can glorify and manifest your beauty.
我们把自己和自己的家，特别自己的配偶，都交在你的手中。
We commit ourselves, our family, especially our spouse, before you.
当你把我们摆在天平上的时候，就称出了我们的亏欠。
As we're being put on the balance, it reveals our shortcomings.
我们常常对对方充满了要求和不满。
We're often full of requests and also dissatisfaction.
但是我们却忽略了自己里面何等的自私。和败坏。
And yet we neglected how selfish and corrupt we are.
主啊，你让我们从此以后不再定睛在对方的身上。
Lord, help us not to focus on the other person.
让我们更加卑微，更加谦卑地在你面前。
But that we'll be even more humble before you.
让你借着我们亲爱的配偶来帮助我们，来改变我们。
So that through our spouse, you can come and transform and change us.
来提升这个家该有的境界和祝福。
And to elevate the realm of this family and increase its capacity for blessing.
我们在这里将每一个家都交在你的手中。
We commit every family before you.
兴起器皿来防堵破口。
Raise up vessels to stop the gap.
兴起弟兄们在这里尽到弟兄一家之主的责任。
Raise up brothers to be the leaders of families.
能够时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。
That they will water every moment and keep it day and night.
也让每一个姊妹真成为弟兄最好的帮手。
And every wives will be the true helpers of their husbands.
让每一个家不仅荣耀你的名。
Not only that, every family will glorify your name.
每一个家真的在你面前蒙恩又蒙。
And that every family will be blessed before you.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我只报告一个点，就是我们七月中开始弟兄团契了。
I'd like to have one announcement is that Brothers Fellowship will start in mid-July.
好，我真的邀请也呼召也请求弟兄们跟我一起来学习怎么样成为一个好丈夫好父亲。
I'd like to invite and call brothers to come together and learn with me how to be a good husband and good father.
时刻浇灌，昼夜看守我们的家园。
That we will water our vineyard every moment and keep it day and night.
不在这里对对方只是要求和不满，而是让我们在主面前持续的长进。
That we will not continue just to demand and be dissatisfied, but we will grow together.
让我们的另外一半能够从心里面受我们吸引，恋慕我们。
So that our spouse will truly be attracted to us and have desire for us.
加油，弟兄们。
Okay, let's move on and march on.